The poem is entitled, It Seems the Tampax Contains Asbestos. If they ask me why I wear combat boots, carry a grenade and a can of mace contraband, and wear a Nike missile strapped to my back, when they say, do you hate all men? I say no, but I have feared them, and I am unwilling to die cowering. Dawa'e.
When I was a young man, we were not a nation of people that we became today. We are a nation of people. And when I was a young man, you didn't see things very often that gave you encouragement. But there was one lone troubadour who had a companion who everybody knew their names, was traveling about the country making gay people feel good. I don't know how to do this with the kind of emotion that I have at the excitement of being able to give to you that which gave me so much courage. But it is the 25th anniversary of their relationship, and I introduce Allen Ginsberg and Peter Orlovsky.
The weight of the world is love. Under the burden of solitude, under the burden of dissatisfaction, the weight we carry is love. Who can deny? In dreams it touches the body. In thought constructs a miracle. In imagination anguishes till born in human body, looks out of the heart, burning with purity, for the burden of life is love. But we carry the weight wearily, and so must rest in the arms of love at last, must rest in the arms of love. No rest without love. No sleep without dreams of love. If we're mad or chill, obsessed with angels or machines, the final wish is love. Cannot be bitter, cannot deny, cannot withhold if denied. The weight is too heavy, must give for no return. As thought is given in solitude, in all the excellence of its excess, the warm bodies shine together in the darkness, the hand moves to the center of the flesh, the skin trembles in happiness. The soul comes joyful to the eye. Yes, yes, that's what I wanted. I always wanted. I always wanted to return to the body where I was born. Congress and American people, how can you help yourself? We have come out here to help you to ease your grief-stricken hearts. Fear of gaze is claustrophobia, closed mind, violence, accusation, hypocrisy, tough heart, hiding panic. This day's gay liberation can mean liberation of heterosexual dignity, social delight, city playfulness, country tolerance, national non-aggression, international charm and spiritedness, enlightened masculine gentleness, feminine mutual affection, granny wisdom's old-fashioned open-mindedness, diversity of the physical body politic, yea, self-acceptance of body, humor of speech, spaciousness, friendliness, sensitivity, the dignity and wisdom of the whole blue sky of the mind we stand under. Walt Whitman, 100 years ago, said, "I say democracy infers loving comradeship, without which it will be incomplete, in vain, and incapable of perpetuating itself." Now, Peter Orlovsky will read poem.
Someone liked me when I was 12. When I was a kid in summer camp, around 13, and one night I lay asleep in a bungalow bed with 13 other boys. When in comes one of the camp counselors, who is a nice fellow that likes you, coming to my bed, sits down and starts to say, "Now you'll be leaving soon and going back to Flushing, and I may never see you again. But if there's ever anything I can do to help you, let me know. My father is a lawyer, and I live at such and such a place. And this is my address, and I like you very much. And if you're ever alone in the world, come to me." So I looked at him, getting sad and touched. And then years later, like now, 28, laying on bed, my honeydew melon Alan sleeping next to me, I realized he was queer and wanted my flesh meat and sweetness of that age that we just might have given each other.
Now do you know when we felt so good so long ago? All right. Allen Ginsberg and Peter Orlovsky, 25 years together. These are folk I have worked with since we began the actual process of organizing the march and the rally way back at a Philadelphia conference in February. These are the people that have worked together to make it happen for Third World Lesbians and Gay Men. And it is my pleasure to introduce Juanita Ramos and Armando Gaetan.
Greetings, you beautiful multicolored people. How you doing out there? Greetings from this Chicano from Massachusetts. Greetings from El Comité de Latino de Lesbianas y Homosexuales de Boston. Greetings from Cola from New York. Greeting from the national organizations of Latino lesbians and Latino gays. We love you. Our speech will be dedicated to Ramon Mooney from Florida and from Gaston Rodriguez. Because of time limitations, we will try and hurry as fast as possible. Juanita will do the English version and I will do a quick Spanish version, okay?
We want to share our vision for tomorrow, our vision that goes beyond color, beyond language, beyond sex, beyond class, a future where we learn to respect each other's differences. Now we have to learn to love our difference. We have to learn to use them to unite us, not to divide us. Among the Latino and Latina communities of this country, and there are many, Puertorriqueños, Cubanos, Dominicanos, Chicanos, Latinoamericanos, and Centroamericanos, we face many of the same problems you face. For example, 10 years ago, while the Stonewall Rebellion was taking place in New York City, the Chicano movement was being revitalized, seeking justice and dignity for themselves. Where is this dignity for lesbian and gay men? But the Latino and white communities will have to learn that we are indeed everywhere. during the first Third World Lesbian and Gay Conference in the history of this country, the Latino and Latina Caucus resolved that men as well as women must deal with the sexism and racism within ourselves and in our Latino communities. We have also founded a national organization for Latino and Latina lesbian and gay males for the purpose of uniting our resources. 500 beautiful Indian, Asian, Latin, Black, and White people met and celebrated ourselves. This is our vision. We want to tell all our Latin American brothers and sisters out there, don't internalize that anger that we feel every time we're discriminated against. Don't allow other oppressed lesbians or gay men oppress you because you happen to be from a different ethnic group. Take the anger that you feel and tell the white lesbian and gay movement that we're here to stay, that all of us as oppressed persons have to unite together instead of attacking one another. That racism and sexism in the lesbian and gay community only serves the interests of our enemies who wish to keep us divided. That we do not have to prove to the white lesbian and gay community that we are as good as they are, just so that we can form part of a movement that by its very nature belongs to every single lesbian and gay male in this world. If there is one aspect in which our oppressors are strong, it is in their unity, in their ability to pull all their resources together in a short period of time to counter any attempts we ourselves make to unite and work together. Just as our oppressors ally themselves independently of their differences to humiliate and harass us mentally and emotionally every day of our lives, so too we must realize that the lesbian and gay rights movement cannot operate in a vacuum, totally alienated from other oppressed segments in this country and around the world. We must look for allies in the women's movement, in the anti-nuclear movement, in the various struggles for liberation of the American Indian, Asian, Black, and White working class. Remember, strength lies in unity. Thank you very much.
Que viva Puerto Rico libre! Que viva Aztlán! Queremos compartir nuestra visión para el futuro, una visión que más allá de color, de lenguaje, de sexo, de clase, un futuro donde podemos aprender a despertar las diferencias de todos. Diferencias. Todos hemos sufrido por ser diferente y para la mayoría de nosotros salir del armario ha sido muy duro. Ahora hemos aprendido que amar nuestras diferencias. Tenemos que enseñarnos a amar estas diferencias y usarlas para unirnos entre las comunidades latinas de este país, y son muchas, puertorriqueños, cubanos, chicanos, dominicanos. Tenemos los mismos problemas que ustedes tienen. Por ejemplo, los chicanos también, que tuvo el nacimiento hace 10 años en busca de justicia y dignidad para todos nosotros. Pero ¿dónde está esa justicia? ¿Dónde está esa dignidad para las lesbianas y los gays? Pero las comunidades latinas van a tener que saber que estamos donde quiera. El latino y la latina está donde quiera. Durante la primera conferencia tercermundista de lesbianas y homosexuales en la historia de este país, el caucus latino resolvió que los hombres y las mujeres tienen que tratar con el sexismo, con el racismo entre sí mismas y entre las comunidades. También hemos fundado grupos nacionales e internacionales para desarrollar un intercambio entre nosotros. 500 bellos indios, asiáticos, latinos, negros y blancos se reunieron y se celebraron. Esta es nuestra visión. Gracias y con amor.
One of the more courageous battles that are going on are being led by one of these gentlemen here with me. This is a member of Congress, Representative Ted Weiss from New York.
Thank you very much. You've made a tremendous political statement today, More importantly, you've made a tremendous statement for human rights. After today, nobody can say that the American people do not support basic human rights for the gay community. That's what you've achieved today. What you have to do now, I think, is to go back tomorrow, starting with the representatives that you'll be seeing here in Washington, and then back home, working with the gay community and with the non-gay community, reaching out to every single member of Congress back home and every single United States senator you can reach. Equal justice will come to the gay community a lot sooner after today. Thank you very, very much.
Member of Congress, Representative Phil Burton from San Francisco.
It was some 16 years ago, on this very mall, the American people in the nation's capital witnessed that beautiful Freedom March. And it was not all that long thereafter that, in fact, the Congress of the United States, acting pursuant to the conscience of the American people, enacted the Civil Rights Act, and in that legislative sense, we then did overcome. It was a little more than a decade ago at this very spot. There were a great number of people in the audience, some of us this side of the platform, and we protested then against that immoral war in Vietnam. That rally pricked the conscience of the American people, and shortly thereafter we removed our troops from Vietnam, and in that particular we did overcome. So we come here today by the tens and tens of thousands of our fellow citizens throughout the entire country. This is a watershed event in terms of bringing to the gays and lesbian women freedom and the elimination of oppression as a matter of instrument of governmental policy. Just as 16 years ago in the Civil Rights Act, just in about 12 years ago in terms of the anti-war movement, I predict today that we are going to win this battle to bring long overdue justice to the oppressed in the gay and lesbian communities. Thank you very much.
Let that underscore the need for you personally go to the office of your representative or your senator tomorrow in the houses and the offices of Congress. Robin Holmes, go to your car. There's an emergency. Robin Holmes, go to your car. There is an emergency. TRB is coming for sure, all right? All you folks with your back to this place, look around. TRB is on the way with other male entertainment, all right? There's been a lost child, a 3-year-old child who answers to the name of Margot. Margot, she is wearing a green parka and blue corduroy pants. She has light brown hair. If you know where Margot is, if Margot is about your feet, take her to the Lutherans Concern blue banner over in this area over here. Lutherans Concern San Francisco blue banner. They're looking for Margot. All right? We need people who have vehicles who can transport the handicapped from this area. The people that are physically challenged here below need some help in getting transported back to the bus area. If you have a vehicle that can assist in that effort, please come forward and at this time report to the area immediately behind the stage and offer your vehicle. We need some help to get those folks back to their bus. They're screaming money at me a lot, and I'll tell you why they're screaming money at me a lot. For I and several other people who are march organizers are going to have to go into personal bankruptcy if you don't fork over. It's just that simple. This business of national marches on Washington is not cheap. This business of National March on Washington is very successful, and let's keep the elements of the money as successful as anything. Get in your pocket and give.
Hello, well, I got a chance to rest for a couple of seconds, and I am very proud to introduce Gotham, three openly gay men who have been working together for 7 years. They are certainly not strangers to most of the cities in this country or to the active gay movement, but they are performers. As a matter of fact, you guys are fantastic performers first. They have just completed their first disco record for Aurum Records to release October 25th. Without further ado, please welcome the fantastic, the fabulous Gotham!
Thank you.
Hello! Come on, everybody, let's
move it around! That's it!
Here we go!
Move it around!
Let's warm up our blood!
Woo! That's it! Hang on and back, let's move it!
AC!
Come on, we can't hear you!
Hey!
DC!
Choose just one flow. Call on me, babe. I will come in rain or snow. I'll climb your pole and turn your lights on. It's my job, man. I work from midnight until dawn. There is nothing I won't do. I'll plug you in, I won't win till I'm through. You'll see sparks fly. I want to satisfy just you.
Come on!
I'm your AC/DC man.
Happy to be here too. Wave those flags, baby.
Be happy and take it home.
you're beautiful.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you again.
Gotham! Let's hear it for Gotham and the new album, Gotham! Gotham! Yeah, well, you can hear more because they're going to be performing all over the United States, and let's all buy their albums and let gay people support gay artists. And now it gives me great privilege to present from one of the most important organizations and the largest in the country, from the National Gay Task Force, Lucia Velasco!
Thank you. And they said famous people wouldn't be here today. It doesn't usually take... Can you hear me? All right. It doesn't usually take 3 minutes to say I love you. I love you for marching for me. But it's harder for some than for others. A star is a star is a star is a star. But Gertrude, they said, the famous people won't come into Washington today. Then open the goddamn door, she said. Imagine a march on Washington without Jane and Tom. Imagine yourselves. Can it be we are too radical for the radicals? I love these late coming telegrams. Imagine yourselves, men, loving women. Revolutionary, is it? To follow these people on this stage in 1979, imagine my surprise and yours. But consider also my nervousness. We are not one in race, creed, religion, culture, sex. We are not one in political persuasion. No singular essence is gay. Harness this difference against the storm. The power in our diversity is that we cannot be contained. The danger is in diversity that divides us. To ignore the difference is to ignore reality. We can't ignore reality and win. Examine the anger that divides us. Examine it, learn from it, bury it. We are not the first to march for our human rights, nor will we be the last. But movements, marches of people with far more developed common bond have succumbed to squabbling, factionalism, and despair. Gay has no singular essence, no national boundary. The danger is horizontal hysteria, hostility. Watch for it, learn from it, bury it! Though we want far more than our civil rights, we can live with no less. Coalition on the bottom line first. On this day, we march for our right to work gay, to have our children gay, to love gay. No singular essence this, woman, loving man. No narrow interest can serve us in this particular battle. No dogma but power, and the power is love. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We have the largest, most sophisticated underground association in the world. Use it. Don't cut yourself off from it. Build that network. The first closet to break down is the one in our own communities. We're here in Washington to show the world that we're here, we're everywhere. From this day forward, let no association of people, no gathering, no trade, no union, no profession, no city, no town, no presume ever again that it is straight. No straight political party, no straight school, no all straight anything anymore. 10 years ago, we shouted, gay is good. Now we're here to prove it.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad y'all waited because, as usual, we saved some of the best for last. I could take no more great pleasure and privilege than in sharing a stage with the following person, the fantastic Audre Lorde.
Oh, my God.
They're going to print she got a black eye and it was from me.
30 years ago, the first time I came to Washington, my family and I couldn't eat ice cream in a drugstore here because we were black. Now, since then, I have come to Washington many times to demonstrate and to testify to different aspects of myself and my beliefs. And I see many familiar faces from those past marches here today. For lesbians and gay men have always been in the vanguard of struggles for liberation and justice in this country and within our communities. The first national conference of third world lesbians and gay men met in Washington over the past 4 days, and it was an outstanding success. We had third world lesbians and gay men as delegates from over 40 states, third world lesbians and gay men from Mexico, from Canada, and from England. Now, we have all come together to demonstrate our power as lesbians and gay men in behalf of our own rights. And this is the beginning of a new front, for we are saying to the world that the struggle of lesbians and gay men is a real and particular and inseparable part of the struggle of all oppressed people within this country. I am proud to raise my voice here this day as a black lesbian feminist committed to struggle for a world where all our children can grow free from the diseases of racism, of sexism, of classism, and of homophobia. For those oppressions are inseparable. The question always is, what kind of a world do we want to be a part of? And affirmation and work does not stop with this march on Washington. Each of us has a responsibility to take this struggle back to her and his community, translate it into daily action. The National Conference of Third World Lesbians and Gay Men and this march today were once only visions of what could be. Now all of us have made it our reality. Let us carry this solidarity that we are professing here today back with us into our everyday lives, tomorrow and the day after and next week and next year. And let it be reflected in a renewed commitment to struggle for a future where we can all flourish, for not one of us will ever be free until we are all free.
Audre Lorde! All right, we have an announcement. I'm sorry for hitting you, Audre. Oh, my goodness. Can Mary Beth Servley from Milwaukee bring Miriam's medicine to the back of the stage? It's very, very important. Well, as a performer, I've known what it's like to wait backstage a long time. And I want to tell you, this gentleman is so, he is not only so fantastically talented, but he has been so patient. Please, how about a great gay lesbian welcome for the great gay Black Bay!
Thank you. Well, we have a real time shortage, and I just have one thing to say, and then I'm going to get into my song. I would like for the media not to do a whiteout on all the black people that were here today, because that, or any of the third world people as far as that goes, because that happens to us a lot. I mean, we put our energy into the gay community, and a lot of the white people get the focus, but we don't get nothing. So I just like to say that. Thank you.